Tell you what, he had a solid day yesterday. Had a terrific day. Was an emerging apprentice member, Robbie Dolan. His first Sydney Saturday double on Easy Eddie and Gresham. He's right on Gresham. Was terrific, Jim. Just hugged the rails.
Yeah.
Got the inside run. He's got a terrific story about him as well. He's been good enough to join us this morning. Robbie, good morning. Congratulations. And I mentioned the ride on Gresham. You took the inside run inside Sir Plush. If you had to go around Sir Plush, do you think he could have still won the race?
Yeah, look, that's one thing that we'll probably never know, but I think I would have still won.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. And Robert, what about those situations within races? And I guess this is where you draw on your experience about, okay, what's the right thing to do? The right thing to do yesterday was not do anything and stay where you are, but I guess that's what experience is all about.
Yeah, and it's one thing you probably, it can't really teach is patience. And it's just been drilled into me since I've started. It's just have that little bit extra patience, and thankfully yesterday I was rewarded for it. Mm.
Well, interesting you say that, Rob, because every speed map and every form judge had Easy Eddie leading easily in race two, but a couple of horses wanted to take you on, particularly Ever So Natural. You had no issue just easing back in behind that horse.
Yeah, I had no problem. The last day I rode him at Warwick Farm, the Ian Baker horse went out very quick in front, and Easy Eddie was gunning him down late, and he gave me a lovely feeling. So I wasn't too panicked when the other horses passed me. Mm-hmm. I was just hoping that I could get out, get a bit of clear running, and thankfully when I did, he was really strong then.
And I believe you've got the ride for Easy Eddie on the Takeover Target Stakes, which is the next race on the program for Joe Pride, January 17. I think that'll be your first listed ride too. So there's exciting times, Rob. The decision to come up to Sydney is starting to pay dividends.
Yeah, look, I was very happy when they said I could keep the ride on the horse. He's a real nice progressive horse. And look, before he even ran it at Warwick Farm, Joe said to me, look, he's going to be aimed at the Takeover Target. And he said, if you can win these next two races, we'll keep you on. So there was always that little bit extra pressure.
Well, you came through with flying colours. Congratulations. Good luck in the Takeover Target. Hey, Robbie, your story is interesting because you were telling me yesterday you started riding in Ireland. You had about 80 rides. You were based at the Curra. You basically gave everything away and flew to Australia by chance. What was the thought processes behind that move?
Yeah, look, it was a big decision to make. A friend recommended me to come over here, and I kind of weighed up my options. A lot of people said, "Oh, you know, you're only starting." Like, I wasn't doing very well in Ireland, but I had five winners, and I was just starting to not get going, but I was starting to, you know, get in with a couple of camps and just getting a little bit of a name for myself. And mm-hmm. Everyone was saying to me, oh, you're going to throw it all away. But I always had that little belief in myself that I could, if I could just get a fair crack, that I could just make something of myself. And thankfully, it's all paying off now.
Mm-hmm. Why Melbourne? And what was happening or not happening in Melbourne that encouraged you to come to Sydney?
So initially when I went to Melbourne, it's because I went to John Sadler and Thomas, John's son, he's a jockey, and he frequently visits Ireland, and he was using the same apprentice jockey coach as me. Warren O'Connor was his name, and Warren just introduced me to Tom, and we got chatting, and sure enough, eventually when I did decide to go to Australia, that was the first person I rang because it was the only person I knew in Australia.
Right.
The only person that I knew in Australia, and I rang him and I said, look, would you be able to get me a job? Mm-hmm. So that's where it all started. So I came to Australia with nothing, to be honest. A suitcase, no money, nothing, just a dream really. And started working for John, and John was very, very good to me. I was only there for a month, but he taught me how to ride the clock and times and looked after me very well when I was there. And look, when I couldn't get the apprentice license, I didn't think it was the end. I just thought it was the end of my time there. I had to go somewhere else. And I think they told me on the Friday I couldn't get my license, and then on the Monday I flew to Sydney. So it was pretty it was pretty quick now turnover. When I flew up to Sydney, I had nothing again. I just kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do, and I stayed on a friend's couch for a few days, living out of my suitcase. And eventually, I bumped into Mark. A friend introduced me to Mark, and wrote a couple of lots for Mark in the morning, and just went from there.
No, it certainly worked out, and just find what were the differences between racing in Australia and Sydney, say back home in Ireland.
Yeah, look, over here they jump and they get their positions very quick. In Ireland, maybe not so much. They'll jump and they'll lob for a furlong, mm-hmm. and then gradually get their positions, and then they'll slowly start to pick up into the race, and then it'll be probably the fittest horse and the best horse will win the race there most of the time. Mm-hmm. But here, you know, they jump and boom, straight into position. And it all kind of depends on the leader and the second horse and what way the race is going to pan out. Sometimes they'll crawl, and it could set up for front-running horses to win. Or sometimes they'll go very quick and you'll see horses come from the back. But in Ireland, it's just a lot of the time, the best horse will win.
It's very tactical here, isn't it?
So. Yeah, it's very tactical.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, Rob. Outstanding day yesterday. Yeah. Congratulations on those two wins. Good luck with the takeover target, and thank you very much for your time on a Sunday morning.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robbie.
There he is, Robbie Dolan. He's a nice young fellow, doesn't he?
Yeah,
thoughtful about his riding.
Jeez, it was a gamble, wasn't it? Came to Australia just a suitcase.
Isn't it?
You know, he had to back himself, and isn't that fantastic? It's making it work for him. So congratulations. Just 22 years old, very bright future, Jim.
Going really well.